Brian brought us some good news in that regard this
He
week
did bring
with
us some good news, and unfortunately, we're not actually able to bring you this week the good news as I would have wanted, mainly because we had a well, I hit the wrong button on the computer. That was simply me. But anyway, these things happen, and we thank goodness Fiona has had the sense to actually write down the things that Brian was saying, and. So here's a quick rundown of that news.
Yeah, so from the Aberdeen Evening Express, Aberdeen is one of the most beautiful places in the country and has won the annual Beautiful Scotland Award accolade. And it's known as the Granite City. It's the golden anniversaries of these awards, and they commented that we are blessed. Indeed, Aberdeen, it is a blessed place. Aberdeen Council staff are seeking to eradicate polio by planting 10,000 giant crocus bulbs by 2019, and they did this in collaboration with the pupils from Primary 6 at Cornhill School. And these 10,000 giant crocus bulbs are going to appear as if by magic in Westbourne Park. I wonder how long that they'll take to pop up. When could we expect them if they've been planted now? I'm sure Rob will let us know.
I think that'll be early next spring.
Yeah, look
We
forward to
can
those.
look forward to seeing that. But there are other crocus bulbs in and around other sites as well. But it's good that Aberdeen City Council was taking a leading role in working with communities on this.
Wonderful. And again, another great initiative for children. Aberdeen Kin Oath Skate Park. I'm not quite sure what I was putting there. Kincorth, sorry,
It's
the
Kincorth,
wonders of the iPad correctionary
Kincorth,
test. Kincorth, yes. Aberdeen Kincorth Skate Park opened in August last year. Has been awarded £10,000 to landscape and put picnic benches, and it's wheelchair friendly. So that's a nice investment there. There's certainly lots of, I've noticed since coming up from London, a lot of skate parks and open places for children, and they're really free to play here, which is great. And that goes on nicely to this story about Aberdeen Football Club, who are asking anyone over 18 to apply to be a children's panel member. You must be compassionate, have empathy and listening skills. And this is to encourage and mentor children. They particularly want to hear from members of the Aberdeen Football Club who could come alongside children in the community, I believe. Going on to the Macmillan Cancer Support, a charity cancer morning is being arranged for the September the 30th. If you would like to hold your big coffee event, I think this is an annual thing where you make cakes and have coffee and gather friends in. You can go to the Macmillan website and download the various information and forms there. Sue Ryder Aberdeen Care Home has been given a very good and glowing report in Aberdeen, which is good to know. Sue Ryder, I've been reading some good reports about them. Do you know much about them, Rob, in this city? Are they?
Well, they have a few shops in and around Aberdeen, particularly in George Street, and I know they have other charity shops. And I know that they do a good job, but I can't actually remember what.
Yeah.
I think it's to do with, is it to do with cancer or?
yeah and I did a little search recently of
and mum had I think she helped to raise some money for them, or she certainly knew a few people from Sue Ryder
I
in the
think they're
past.
pretty much national, but I read another report recently that said they were a really exceptional, if you're a nurse, a really exceptional company to work for. They really, look after their staff properly, and they have proper procedures, and that's really good to hear as well. So well done, DVU Court. Very pretty down there as well. Now, going on to another lovely mentor who sadly I missed, Prince Harry came to Stonehaven School and to speak to the children again about mentoring. So that's a long way for him to come. So well done, Prince Harry. Used to enjoy watching him play football in the park in London. So apparently, the children were very excited, and I think Ross's son got to speak to him in person a couple of times, which was always very exciting when celebrities come and speak, and
Yeah, that would
has a
be
big
good.
effect on children. You never ever forget when you meet a famous person, do you?
No, you don't. I mean, there are people I would love to meet if ever they'd happen to come into this area. They're people I'd love to meet, and strangely enough, my colleague Simon can't stand the very person I would like to meet. But never mind, that's by the way.
Oh, now, medal sport. If medals were being handed out for sheer hard work, then Aberdeen would be getting a lot, apparently. 1.3 million people are using and getting active in this city. It's apparently one of the fittest cities in the UK. So,
what, Aberdeen?
apparently.
Right, okay. That's interesting.
Yeah, Medal Sport Aberdeen. Apparently, they've given out, well, yeah, 1.3 million medals in this city, which is a lot because there's only a quarter of a million people here, apparently. So that's.
Mind you, that will have been probably through, for example, the Baker Hughes runs.
Ah.
And I did actually do a Baker Hughes run. And if they're multiply, if they're adding on year on year on year, all the medals they're given out on, and you have about several thousand people running in each race, then it soon mounts up. So I wouldn't be so surprised at them actually having given that amount of medals away, because I've actually had one.
Oh.
In fact, I've had a couple.
I seem to remember we reported way back as well that there was some initiative for the summer months where the older generation could go for free and do various gym activities, and down at the sports village in various places across the city, they were encouraged to get involved in all manner of things, rock climbing and curling and swimming. And I have to say, yes, the people here do look very. I met a lady on the bus this morning who was wearing her Go Faster stripes off to the gym, and she said, "I'm retired and I go to the gym every day." I was very impressed by that.
Good on her.
Now, a couple more stories are the theatre in Guild Street is having a salvage hunters programme. Is going to they're going to appear on Quest TV, looking for weird and wonderful objects from fireplaces, doors, jewellery. And actually, so the name of the theatre is T the Tivoli
Yeah,
Theatre
in Guild Street.
in Guild Street, I beg your pardon. And that's happening on Wednesday, October the 19th at 9 p.m. The hunters buy and then give the proceeds to back to the charity. I think the charity is going to be the Tivoli Theatre. So if you want to get involved with that, then go on their website and check out and see what they're doing. And finally, the Harlem Globetrotters are coming to Aberdeen Exhibition Centre again. They've been here before on April the 5th next year, 2017. And they will be, yes, warmly welcomed back here. They're very popular. And I'm sure tickets will be selling like hotcakes for those. So
You would hope
get
so.
onto the Aberdeen Exhibition website quick if you want to see the Harlem Globetrotters.
Wouldn't be my cup of tea, but I can see some people would certainly go for that, and you'd have to probably travel a long way to actually go and see a game by them. So do go along to that one. Now, something which I did pick up on when I did hear Brian doing his good news yesterday
Yep.
was about the salvage hunters, and it brings me on to the primary reason really for this station. Is about being able to live life to the full, no matter where your life is right now. There's one person who can actually salvage your life, and that is Jesus Christ. He is the one who has opened the way to God the Father through what he did on the cross. He is the one who gives us the grace to make mistakes, the grace to actually pick ourselves up, and the grace to help to pick other people up when they're down and start moving them forward. And it's so good to have actually listened, been here for this last 25 minutes and heard all these good news stories going out. And with community elements, there is more good news. We are about promoting the good news, promoting the gospel in a way that enables people to live life to the full. That's what we do at Gospel for Grampian. And also promoting unity of response. Believers coming together, uniting, putting all differences aside, and loving, serving, and helping people, communities to live life to the full with Christ Jesus at the center. That's what we're about, and that's what we want to see.